Okay.
We'll take it.
I didn't want to walk home.
All right.
Mics are on.
Jan, I'm sorry. I apologize. If you could continue.
Do you need me to back up and repeat anything?
No, I think we got it.
You're good? Okay. Okay, so then just to kind of wrap things up then, we're at the last piece as far as why the request was previously denied. And the first reason was because the applicant's delay in seeking permit, and like I said, I'm not responsible for the timing or the request around that. The second one is incompatible with current use of subdivision, and with that, we've updated the CCRs to allow special use, also received 20 of 23 approvals, and received 98% approvals in the area. Then the third reason for the previous denial is that the neighbor's buffering inadequacy. And the way that we've mitigated that concern is with the mature trees. All surrounding neighbors approved the special use permit, and then also the land buffer between the opposer properties and mine.
Okay, thank you. We have two people signed up to speak. Robert?
You had one more. Did you give him the name?
Okay, thank you.
I'm Robert Woolston. And I own 11 of the lots within this subdivision that we're talking about. And I'm just here to speak for the Knightley Rentals. Personally, we brought the lots to for an investment to resell. And we've had them probably 6 years and haven't had any luck selling any lots for people to build a house on. Just hasn't been that much interest. But we've had a lot of interest in people to buy lots for Knightley Rental, to build houses on for Knightley Rentals. And it seems like to me that's the only way the subdivision is going to develop is with the Knightley Rentals. And there has been some Knightley Rentals there, and I don't know of any problems with anything or anybody's ever had with any that I've never had any myself or anything. And so, and then two, our subdivision, to me, it's kind of separated from the other properties there because the gate is a one-way in and one-way out, so the streets don't wind around the other subdivisions or anything like that. And really, it's kind of down in its own neighborhood, and I can't see any disturbances that would ever be loud enough to bother anybody else. And that's about all I've got. So.
Thank you, Robert.
All right.
Mark?
I'll be quick. I live at 189 Friendly Hills, and I approve Janice's permit in the neighborhood.
You're in support?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. That's it?
Yes.
All right. You're easy. Is there anyone here that opposes? Mark?
I signed up.
Yeah. Yeah, you were the only Mark I knew that was here. I didn't see him.
I know. I'm Mark Briss. I live at 171 Lenhart.
So I'm in the adjacent subdivision, Friendly Hills. Mr. Kirby back here, he's one of the other owners in our, one of the two people in our subdivision that actually bought a home in our subdivision, have no intention of living in it, has applied at PNZ twice now for a permit, been denied.
Did he purchase Dr. Meyer's house?
He did. Okay. Yep. Lives in Oklahoma, you know. That's a kind of one of my concerns here is it seems like all, well, I'd say the majority of all these people that are for weekly rental in our area, they don't ever intend on living there. They don't live there now. I mean, you know, Robert here says he owns all these lots. I mean, it's land. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he got it on a pretty good deal because of a bank foreclosure or something like that. So it was a good buy. But I just see that these people from other areas, you know, see the lake there from there, think it's a great investment opportunity. And now with this weekly rental industry that's come up, it's, you know, why wouldn't you buy something cheap and try to make a living off it? I understand that. The thing I don't agree with, though, is none of these people that are for weekly rentals live next to a weekly rental. I mean, they're all putting it on the neighbors to have to deal with all the negatives that come with weekly rentals. And yeah. I don't appreciate that. You know, it's going to be the neighbors that have to call the owner and say, your renter's too loud, partying at night, making a mess, trashing my yard, whatever. I mean, we could go down the list of everything anybody's ever heard what's happened in Branson Creek to, you know, tell what the negatives of weekly rental are. My main reason for opposing it is once, as we've seen in Branson Creek and what I've learned, I work here at the county. I've been kind of paying attention to this whole subject. And once it's approved, there's going to be somebody else right next door going for it too, because maybe they just want to make money off of their property and it never occurred to them. And now it's a viable option. You know, I guess you guys have already kind of seen some of the flaws in the math of all the people that are kind of approving weekly rental in our neighborhood. As far as Friendly Hills goes, there's only six people that actually, there are only six homes there. The majority of the people that have homes there are all against it because we want to live there. We moved there because it was zoned residential. And I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody in this room has a problem with spot zoning. And that's basically what this is allowing somebody to use their property. And even though the neighbor bought it to live a residential life and raise a family, and now the guy next door applies for a special use permit and gets accepted to do semi-commercial activities out of their building. I mean, that really isn't protecting the people that live in this area and contribute to the local communities here at all. You know,
Scott, how's he doing on
couple time? Minutes. Okay. I got it going. Couple okay. Minutes.
I mean, you guys already understand, or I just wanted to remind you that the applicant had already been operating this home or this property. I hate to call it home because she's never lived there, but as a weekly rental. I mean, it wasn't until they were requested by P&Z to stop that it became an issue. I mean, once again, I just think that that's just another indicator of the character of these people that are coming from out of the area, popping weekly rentals up and putting it on the people that actually live there. And it's not a concern to them of what happens when they're not there. They just want to see the weekly money rental coming in. It's all about money. Okay. And there was one other, as far as the road, I mean, I'm pretty sure you guys are all clear. That is not a county road. Any maintenance that has ever happened to the road has been paid for by my subdivision and Dan Ruta or the Majestic people, the big Majestic condos down there. That it was all paved. I am a little irked by that when it snowed, there was nobody from their subdivision volunteering and saying, hey, can we get somebody to do some snow removal?
30 seconds.
It was my subdivision working with Dan Ruta to get that done so people can get down that hill. Because once you get up to my house, you're sliding all the way down. And I don't know if you've seen the entrance to their subdivision, but if that thing, if I dare anybody to try to go down from where those gates are on a skateboard. I promise you, nobody's surviving that. It's very steep. So,
thank you, Mark.
You got it. Thank you.
Do we have any questions for the applicant?
Did you have? I thought you had another speaker signed up.
I do. I didn't have any. Is there any others?
You can just ask the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Do I not have it? Was it Kyla?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello.
Sorry, Kyla.
That's right. I've signed up late. My name's Kyla Cooch, and I own the home right next door to Janice, so 177 Kingsway. I am speaking out for Nightly Rentals in the subdivision and want to express how we are a totally separate subdivision than Friendly Hills, and I want you guys to take that into consideration. It's a gated, it's separate, it's down the hill, it's on in a cove, and totally different and separate than Friendly Hills. So to me, those opposers in Friendly Hills don't have much merit because there's such a big buffer and that this is sitting completely separate. With having 20 of the 23 lot owners being in favor of it, I think that should be a huge determination on how you guys vote. And again, these were updated CCRs since her initial planning and zoning ruling, I guess, that was against it initially. So I just think that her application meets all the standards as set forth in the code. And again, we're totally separate neighborhood that should be considered totally separate. And if the majority, 20 out of 23, are in favor, then I feel like I would urge you guys to vote in favor of it as well.
Is this your permanent residence?
We use it when we can. We live in Kansas City, so we come down with the kids whenever we can.
Okay. Do you do nightly rentals out of yours?
We had previously, but we were also turned down.
Okay.
When we applied, but it was more on opinion and not so much with the standard.
So if she's approved, would you reapply for?
Yeah, we would.
Okay. Any questions for? Thank you.
Thanks.
So, yeah, please step back up. Anybody have any questions?
We've got one more to speak.
Did we? Oh, sorry, I missed you. I didn't see you on the list.
Well, I didn't before, but I didn't think I have to.
You have to.
Okay. Let me sign.
Were you sworn in?
Yes.
Okay. Your name?
James Brooks Johnson.
Just step on up, James.
Okay. I was at the March hearing as well. However, I own lot 15 within that subdivision. And do you need me to repoint out where that was from the previous?
That's fine.
Okay. However, I did buy my lot with the intention of living there, but also to do the nightly rentals, because just to supplement an income within retirement and also to help pay off the mortgage as well. So I am here to speak for the nightly rentals and as a lot owner that plans on living.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else?
I just have a quick response.
Okay, Jan.
All right, so to quickly respond to some of the comments, I just wanted to point out that everyone in the subdivision, and I'm just talking about my subdivision, lives in Missouri, except for two people. And the existing home that's there at the bottom, he lives in Wisconsin. And then there's one other owner that lives in California. Also wanted to mention that every lot has a voice, even though, you know, there might be somebody that lives there, somebody that doesn't. Every lot deserves a voice. They have that piece of property. They bought that piece of property. You know, our developer said we had a voice, and going by our CCRs that we all bought our lot for, and with the reputable developer, that we have a voice. And so I don't want to discard that we have four opposers to the many, many approvers in this area, in the whole area. I'm just not talking about my subdivision and surrounding lots. I'm talking about in the whole area. Also wanted to mention the police department controls the voice. You know, the noise, it's not being left to any single resident, but the police department controls that, and they have rules around that. And this is a special use area with the condos, the timeshares, the 40 homes that are pre-approved for special use, that it's a short road, and it is a commercial or a special use type area as far as the majority of it, beyond the majority of it. And then also, last thing on the road maintenance is that my subdivision, we want the road maintenance turned over to the county. But whenever I talked to the county commissioner, and he said, you don't need